What's with all the equipment, Yael?
We're replicating an experiment in the studio today, Don. Put your head in this PET scanner and attach this wire to your finger.
Okay, now what?
Now watch this flashing light.
Hey, you shocked me.
It's a study that was done by Wolfgang Miltner at Friedrich Schiller University in Germany. When the light comes on, you receive a mild electric shock.
Hey, that's not so mild.
Your brain comes to associate the light with a shock. By watching the activity of your brain on the PET scanner, we can see that three areas are becoming activated at the same time. The area dedicated to vision, the one that represents your finger, and an area that's used to integrate sensations. Now watch what happens when I just flash the light.
That time, I saw the light, but didn't feel any shock.
But on the PET scan, we see that all three areas still were activated in your brain. Your brain has learned to associate the two sensations. When it saw the light, it was expecting the shock. If we keep flashing the light with no shock, in a little while, the area representing your finger will stop turning on. Your brain learns that the association between two stimuli no longer applies.
Amazing. But I'm sure these researchers warned subjects about the shock before asking anyone to sign on. Scientists never just zap people without informed consent. And something tells me their shocks weren't as strong as these.
Well, okay. I was having a little fun.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the Office of the Provost.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. For A Moment of Science, I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.